The name Tavi Gevinson may not ring a bell, but it ought to. She is a genuine wunderkind. When she was 11, she had one of the most influential fashion blogs around. She quickly became a fixture at fashion shows in New York City and Paris. And then as a young teenager, she founded the successful online magazine called Rookie. Then, at age 18, she started a second career as an actor. She made her Broadway debut in the Kenneth Lonergan play This Is Our Youth, and she was really great. And when she came into the studio back then, I continued to be impressed.
I mean, it's taken a while for me to get out of the headspace of like, oh, but I'm a writer and like I'm an introvert and I don't perform. But then I do performance. I love it. I love doing this play. I think when we have those identity crises, we're just limiting ourselves and it has nothing to do with the physical world. And so I just have to kind of start my day by listening to Kanye West, and then I feel confident enough to do anything.
So I invited Tavi to come in here and sit on my side of the desk and bring somebody who inspires her. She chose the actor Ben Whishaw. You might recognize him as the guy who plays Q in the recent James Bond movies, or as John Keats, the poet, in Jane Campion's film Bright Star.
My dearest lady, I'm now at a very pleasant cottage window, looking onto a beautifully hilly country with a view of the sea. The morning is very fine. I do not know how elastic my spirit might be, what pleasure I might have in living here if the remembrance of you did not weigh so upon me.
And right now, Ben Whishaw and Tavi Gevinson are both in a new production of The Crucible on Broadway. He plays John Proctor, the farmer in colonial Salem who has an affair with his servant girl. Tavi plays Mary Warren, the new servant girl in his household, who gets caught up in the gang of girls who are accusing all kinds of people of witchcraft all over town and beyond. A trial ensues, and you know the rest.
I enjoy seeing you, because we spend so much time just being John Proctor and Mary Warren and me throwing you around the stage. It's so strange to see you in this other mode.
The tables have turned.
The tables indeed
have turned. What do you have to say for yourself?
At age 19, Tavi is still pretty new to acting and theater. At 35, Ben is a veteran.
So growing up here in the U.S., I was always aware of The Crucible, and we had to read it in high school. And it's a very American classic, and I wonder what kind of presence it had growing up in the U.K.
It had a big presence for me. I remember seeing a production at, like, an amateur theatre when I was about 14, and I completely didn't understand what was going on, although I thought it was quite exciting. And then we did it at school, and I actually did play John Proctor when I was about 15.
I didn't know that!
Yeah. So, yeah, so it does have a big presence in the UK, and it's been done about 9 times or something in the last year in England.
Oh my gosh. There's
been a whole spate of Crucibles.
What do you remember about playing Proctor when you were 15?
I don't remember very much. My best friend, actually, we've known each other since we were 8 or 9 or something, she played Mary Warren. So I mainly remember Gemma. And Gemma's sort of 6 foot something. So she is not how Miller describes her. But she played it so brilliantly, like you do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And I remember the lady who directed the production when I was 15 was called Vanessa Brown. And she was our drama teacher. And she sadly passed away about 5 years ago. And she was a brilliant woman and very, very, very supportive of me. So I think of her a lot, I suppose.
I read something you said about Judi Dench, who you've worked with, which was that her acting had such an effect on you as a teenager because you, quote, couldn't see how she was doing it. And that's how I feel about your acting. I haven't studied acting, and I'm so fascinated by what that must be like.
Yeah, you do a lot of voice lessons and movement lessons and, I suppose, technical things. And they are really useful and have been useful to me. But I suppose at a certain point you don't think about them. And I suppose that's what the training is for. So you right. kind of, it's not something you have to work at. But I had an amazing acting teacher. He taught us sort of Stanislavskian a kind of approach. I suppose in America it would be Lee Strasberg, that mm-hmm. kind of school of naturalistic acting, but also had his own sort of spin on it, and mm-hmm. he seemed to see right inside you. And, you know, we were all very young. We were your age. We were 19 I was when I went there. Mm-hmm. But he would push you, and I remember he was always saying, I'm not interested in what comes out of your head. I want to know what comes out of your heart. Whenever I do anything, I always begin and I get a notebook and I write down everything I remember that he told me.
Wow.
Because he just... if you get frightened or lost or stuck, I just go back to his things, you know, the way he thinks about things.
I really like... I'm a perfectionist and I'm controlling and I feel good being like, I'm going to do this scene and they'll be able to see how all my choices make such good sense. But obviously once you're on stage, it's like if you do that, you are like a robot and you're not really there for your other actors. And I think I had to realize that it's a totally different and completely valid and sort of even more valuable form of intelligence to be able to tap into your intuition.
Yeah, I think so. I think actually your intuition is quicker than your intelligence. Because I love those moments in life or on stage whenever when you know something or you say something but you haven't thought about it. And it's come to you from you don't know where. I think those moments are really, like, magical. Mm. And I think if you can access that space in your acting, then it's very exciting. Rather than something that you've really laboured consciously over, as you say, it's not... you feel good in your mind about it, but it's not the best that we have to offer.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, then it's like... You should write a term paper.
Exactly.
You shouldn't be on stage.
Write an essay about it.
Tavi, just kidding.
Yeah, well, I also worked with this director called Jane Campion, and I'd say that she's been a big influence on me. She's a bit like, I don't know how to describe the position she has in my life, but she's a bit like a white witch or something. Like, she's really a magical person and a truth teller. Like, she always tells you exactly what she thinks, doesn't filter. And sometimes you don't want to hear what she has to say because it's too close to the bone or something. But working with her is very eye-opening, I suppose, because she made me... Yeah, she sort of started me thinking about this whole thing, which is not trying so hard, and letting things happen to you. And she would call it keeping a channel open to the divine. That was the way she would describe it. She'd say, you've got to keep your channel clear.
I believe this is a Buddha. I'm going to sound so stupid. I believe there's this book, The Argonauts by Maggie Nelson.
Oh, yeah, I read that. Amazing, wasn't it?
She says, I mean, it comes from Buddhism, but she says leave room for the divine.
Yeah.
When you plant something, you have to leave a bit of space in the pot.
That's right, leaving space so that something can come in and fill it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Do you know this story about Martha Graham? Where her friend is saying, I am really insecure. Everything I choreograph that I think is good, other people think is bad. And everything I do that I think is bad, people love. And Martha, my good friend, is like, it doesn't matter. You just have to keep the current open and live in this kind of blessed unrest, she calls it.
Yeah, I think I know the thing that you're referring to.
That I've butchered, yes.
It rings a vague bell. I know what you're referring to, and I love those words. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
And she has the thing of, like, when she talks about it's not your job to judge your own work.
Mm-hmm.
Leave, you know, your job is just to make it and to make it yours, and that's what's special about it because it's yours. It's unique to you.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, I wanted to tell you that I went to Enchantments yesterday.
How did you find Enchantments?
Great. So Enchantment, for anyone listening, is a store in the East Village where you can get candles and oils and other
herbs,
witch supplies. And I went to get a custom candle because I wanted to manifest something in my life. And I said that I was in the Crucible, and they showed me all these oils. And one of them is what supposedly Tituba used when she was teaching the girls. And I got it for Jenny Jules, who plays Tituba in our production. And it smells crazy.
What? Can you describe the smell?
Ooh, it's like earthy. I would be such a bad perfume salesperson. It's not very sweet. It's a little musky. And then they also gave me one called Horned God that they said the girls would have used and that modern day witches use to attract new energy. But back then it sort of symbolized the woods, the unknown, everything that Puritans were scared of, the uncontrollable.
Mm.
And I put it on before the performance last night.
Did you feel it manifest anything in your performance?
I don't know. I think it's, honestly, I think just the more previews we do, the better it feels. But they were like, careful, you might forget your lines. And I was like, ooh. I mean, I do find that, well, like I said, the hard part for me is getting out of my head. So it was good in helping me go into the woods.
Yeah.
You went there, did you not? To Enchantments?
I've been twice to Enchantments,
it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I really liked it there. I like the cat, the black cat, Medea. And I forget her name now, but the lovely lady who runs the place is
yes.
very nice and interesting.
So this production runs till mid-July. What will you be doing after?
I don't exactly know. I'm hoping that I will have time for a holiday. I keep looking up places where I, sometimes when I get back from the show, that's what I do.
Oh.
I sit and scroll through holiday destinations.
Oh my gosh.
I've been doing that for the last few nights. But I'm trying not to think about July. I just think about getting through the day's show.
Yeah. It's cool doing a play like this because you really do lose track of time because you know exactly what you're doing every day for the next 5 months. So you're like, I don't know what day it is. I don't know what month it is. I don't care. I am waking up in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
It's cool. You like go into a little time warp.
Exactly. But it will feel so strange by July when we look back at this point now, you know, because it will be stinkingly hot probably and we'll still be doing the same show. I find that kind of you can't think, but
like right now I'm like ha ha, but in like 2 weeks I'll probably be like ugh.
I don't know. I think you're very strong.
Thank you, Ben.
The way that you fight me and Jason and Kieran off in act 3 is pretty frightening.
Oh gosh, I'm always I think yesterday I almost kicked you in a bad spot. Yeah, I try to be aware of that.
It's great, though.
Thank you. It feels good.
Yeah.
Feels good to get out all my pent-up aggression. Thank you, Ben. See you in a few hours.
Thank you, Tavi. See you on stage.
Ben Whishaw and Tavi Gevinson are in The Crucible on Broadway, which just opened. While Tavi was here, she also talked with the young photographer Olivia B., who specializes in cool pictures of nature and of young people and of young people in nature. You can hear Tavi's conversation with her at Studio360.org.